Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Well, welcome to the show, the DL Link show on 101.9 Chai FM, the show where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. So how are you? How are you doing? How is your day so far? I have to say that mine has been pretty good. And I think to start the show with the Lighthouse family, the song Lifted, I love it. You can be lifted from the shadows. I love it because sometimes we have to be reminded that no matter how dark things can seem, how challenging, how difficult, there is always the light. And I hope that we bring you the stories that remind you of that because, you know, a lot of the people who listen to this show are going through pretty difficult times, but certainly you're not alone and certainly not on the DL Link show where we connect you and we get to hear inspirational stories. And I start off with that because really our first guest is truly, truly inspirational. I'm looking so forward to chatting with Rian Baikies, who is a kidney cancer warrior. He has a phenomenal, phenomenal story. So that is our first guest. And then our second guest is going to be, well, you're going to have an open mind when it comes to this. Dr. Lizelle Grobler, who is a certified profiler and forensic psychophysiologist, and who also has a PhD in metaphysical science, is going to be talking about seeing without using your eyes. In other words, it's all about this reality and metaphysics and training the brain. Listen, I find that quite fascinating. So if you're curious, that's what's coming up around about 12:30, Dr. Lizelle Grobler. But first, inspiration. Rian Baikies, as I said, is a kidney cancer warrior. He recently, or not so recently, it was actually the February the 8th edition of Buddies for Life. His story was there. And so we invited him onto the show to share his story. The story was titled, I Belong Here and Now. And that in itself is so profound. Rian, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. It's really, really lovely to have you on the show.
Thank you, Nikki. It's an honor to be on the show.
So, Rian, it was 2017 when your life really turned upside down. I mean, I know that you were diagnosed with kidney cancer. You then had to have surgery. You were in a remission for 2 years. You then found a tumor on your lung, which was the stage 4 kidney. You then went for treatment, then it came back, you went for more treatment, then there was another tumor found, I think at the base of your skull, and now there has been something in your intestine, and this has been your journey since 2017. So, you know, just listening to that is, it's incredible, Rian. So the first question I have to ask you is, how are you? How are you currently?
Hi, Nikki. I'm actually doing very well. At the moment, I'm still busy with active treatment. Every 3 weeks, I go for immunotherapy and some bone strengthening drips as well. So, yeah, it's an ongoing battle, but I'm still here. It's going to be 7 years in October, and I worry on.
Wow. So I read that in 2016, you had a warrior-themed tattoo. Tell us a little bit more about that. Little did you know what that tattoo would mean, right?
Yeah, at the time, I was looking to do a sleeve tattoo, and I came up with the theme that I would like to go with, you know, warriors from around the world. So I started off with a half section of Polynesian warriors, so the tribal artwork on my front arm, and then I moved on to some Japanese warriors, and I was actually planning to add some Vikings to it as well, but then unfortunately I was diagnosed, so I could not complete my tattoo. So, but it is still a warrior themed all the way, and I love it.
Yeah. I mean, why warriors? What drew you to that?
Look, from a very young age, my mom was sick. She was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, and she always had this warrior in her to always have a smile on her face. And no matter how she was feeling, she was always there for me and my other brothers. And that made me think that, you know what, I want to be a warrior like that. And that's how I decided I actually want to do a warrior tattoo.
Wow. And now
Remind me of that.
you're certainly embodying this these tattoos, your mom, with everything, because it's been what a 7-year journey it's been so far, Rion. I mean, with that first diagnosis and then going through all the different diagnoses since then and the treatment. How have you been able to navigate it from that first diagnosis? So we've got a background that you've had this incredible mother who inspired you. She herself was a warrior. You've been inspired by this warrior spirit, one who rises to the occasion, one who is able to transcend, challenge. This has been a theme for you. Did it help you during the 7-year journey? Maybe you can just tell us a little bit about how you've dealt with that emotionally, psychologically, dealing with relationships over this time.
Look, Dickie, my part was actually very small in this, being strong. But I couldn't have done it without my family. My support for my wife and my kids was phenomenal. So whenever there was a new diagnosis or we needed to start new treatment and stuff, my wife would always say, you know what, you can do it. You always do it. So just go there and do it again. All the time, I'm always inspired by them, and I've got all the support that I need from them, physically and mentally. Look, in the beginning, I did have some issues. I was in a dark place, and I needed to speak to someone, and I went for counseling, and the counseling actually helped me. But I think my family was the biggest support that could assist me to get through this past 7 years of really hard times.
Yeah. And I mean, we always talk about support. I don't know how much you know about the DL Link, Rian, but this is an organization. It just links people and it gives such incredible emotional, spiritual, physical support. And everyone talks about the healing that one gets from that kind of support. But I want to just hone in on you going to see this counselor, because I found that very interesting. Because, first of all, he put you on antidepressants for a while, which you didn't like, and then he weaned you off. But he carried on in that he wanted you to write down how you were feeling, how you could make peace with the fact that everyone eventually dies, finding acceptance. I'd love you to share a little bit of that if you can, Rian.
Yeah, so writing about it was what actually helped me. It was very difficult in the beginning to actually think about death. Think about dying. What am I going to do? What's my family going to do when I'm not there anymore? But the more I wrote about it, the more I thought about it, and the more I spoke to the therapist about it, the more I realized that, you know what, in the end, everybody dies, some a bit sooner than others. But what I need to do is make the most of what I have left. And, that's actually when I decided, you know what, from here onwards, I'm going to live in the moment, spend time with my family and make it count. Don't just go through life as in a rush, but appreciate every moment with whoever you are and whatever you're doing. Make the most of it. So I think that therapy helped me a lot.
Yeah. I want to just expand on that, Rian, because it sounds like you've got, and from your mom, right? You've got this amazing outlook and you've got this positive outlook. And it doesn't mean you're positive all the time. You spoke about the dark days in the beginning, but coming to terms with it. How does one balance this idea of coming to terms with the inevitable? As you say, we all die, some of us sooner than others, you having to face it because of where you are. But how do you balance coming to terms with something like that and always being hopeful and being positive and trying to infuse yourself with this positivity and healing thought?
Look, finding that balance is very difficult, obviously. But the more you know, the more you talk about it, the more you look into the fact of death, morality, and the fact that it's only a circle of life, and everybody goes down that path. The more you will start to accept it, that you know what, eventually everybody dies. So if you're going to die a little bit sooner, it's not making any difference. So when I got diagnosed with cancer, it actually made me realize that most of my life I wasted on, you know, things that didn't matter, and, you know, worldly things, making other people happy. And since my diagnosis, I actually live life with meaning, with I want to do something. I want to be able to help others. My life, whatever's left of it, needs to have meaning. And my kids, when they think of me one day, they need to know that, you know what, I had a great father. He taught me that you need to care for others, and you need to be strong and always be there for someone else. And so since my diagnosis, that helped me to realize that there's a lot more than life than what everybody is on about on a daily basis.
Wow.
And that also assisted, you know, trying to find the balance. So now the focus is to actually make my life worthwhile.
So many beautiful insights there, Rian. So you talk about making your life worthwhile, making it count. And so you have taken time to, you know, give to other people. I know that you're doing it with your daughter. Maybe you can just share with the audience as well the kind of meaning that that has given you. You're volunteering. Just tell us a bit about that.
Yeah. So since my diagnosis, we've been doing a lot of charity work, mostly feeding schemes in our needy communities. And we try to do it at least, you know, once every other month. Obviously, it's dependent on funds, but we try to do a little bit of fundraising for it. And you know what, when we go out there and we feed the homeless, or you give them old clothing, it brings so much of joy to you that you can, you know, be a difference, make something count. And it's a small things in life. And we actually had a feeding scheme about a month ago. And we handed out blankets for the homeless because it was about to hit winter time. And, you know, the smiles on these people's faces. And the one guy said to me, actually, you know what, I prayed for a blanket and here it is, you brought me a blanket. And some of the people were just sitting around having soup and bread. And it makes you realize, you know what, there's so much to be grateful about. Instead of complaining about, yes, I've got cancer, I'm going to die, but I've got a soft living. I've got a house, I've got food in my house, I've got clothes on my back, I've got a little bit to do fun things. Other people have absolutely nothing. So if I can then share some of what I have with the needy, it brings joy to my heart. It makes me feel better about myself, and just all around, it's a good feeling.
Amazing. And you do this all with your family, Rian?
Yes. We started off with my daughter and I, because she was a student counselor for a school, and they also had to do some charity work. And then it became a regular thing. And then my wife and my son started also jumping in, assisting. And then some friends came to assist. So now we're actually a group of people doing it often.
I love it. I absolutely love that. So Rian, a lot of people stop working. I mean, as I said, it's been a pretty long journey. But again, you work. I think you work for the SABC.
Yes, I work full time for SABC. You know what? I've seen this before. I've seen a lot of people being diagnosed with cancer, and they quit work and they sit at home, and all they do is just, you know, they have too much time on their hands to think about the disease. And you just see people going backwards. And for me, I thought to myself, you know what? As long as I can work physically, I want to work. It will keep me busy. It will still allow me to do great things for my employer, for my staff, and I will keep on working. I most probably till I drop over at work.
So you've had the energy. I mean, you've gone through, you know, when you went through the chemotherapy tablets, were you okay? You felt all right to work, or you just fought through it?
Look, Nikki, I had to find a balance. So
yeah.
For all the side effects, you find something to counter it. So for the fatigue, I used to take different kinds of multivitamins and lots of food and water to keep me going. And it actually becomes part of your life and your lifestyle. And the fatigue is not that bad anymore because of all the different supplements I'm taking.
So you've got a great team of doctors looking after you, Rian.
Yes.
Yeah.
My oncologist, Dr. Dalian Geldenes, is awesome.
Just amazing. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. So we've spoken about you realizing how important the present is, that, you know, you want to make every moment count, that you're giving to others, that you're so grateful for what you have, your family's involved. They've helped you navigate this journey, this 7-year journey. If you had to look back just before 2017, 2016, when you had that tattoo put on, and you had no idea that the warrior in you would have to rise up, and you look at yourself now, what would you say to yourself in 2016 with, you know, every experience that you have now? What would you say to that Rian then?
Obviously, don't ever smoke.
Yeah, that's a good one. I think you should actually say that again, Rian. I really do. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I actually spoke to my son the other day and I said to him, you know what? When I was 24 years old, I also felt invincible. But please look after your health. Before you know it, it will be too late and you will sit in a situation where you won't have enough time with your kids or your grandkids. So now while you have the time, please quit smoking, do everything in moderation. I'm not saying do not drink. But, you know, have a little bit of partying, but moderation is key. And exercise, eat healthy. And the list goes on and on and on. All the things we take for granted.
Yeah, amazing. Ron, thank you so much. Is there anything else you want to share with our audience before we say goodbye?
Nikki, yes. Just for all the other cancer warriors out there and the newly diagnosed patients, there's a quote that I love to live by. It says, life is 10% what happens to us and 90% how we react to it. It's a quote by Charles Swindoll. And I think all those patients and warriors out there need to just read into it a little bit. And realize, you know, life is short, but live in the moment. Stop complaining about the things that you cannot do and do things that you never did before. Try something new, live a little. Life is really too short.
So inspirational, Rian. I now know why your article was titled, I Belong Here. And now, amazing, Rian, just wishing you good health and vitality. And thank you for inspiring all of us today and for your time, your very, very precious time. It's been a privilege having you on the show.
Thank you so much, Nikki, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. Go well. Go well.
All Rian. Right.
Bye. Rian Baikies. Wow, it's such a warrior. So amazing in 2016. Yeah, it was 2016. He had this tattoo put on, and boy, is he a warrior. I mean, we're talking about all those different cancers and this journey 7 years down. And what a man, what a way of looking at life, what an inspiration he is to his children, to people in the community, to us listening to the story. I hope you were inspired. I hope that you got something out of that. I love that.